Well, I have the enviable task of introducing Leah Vetro as your valedictorian speaker today. And people very rarely fit into neat boxes. When I first met Leah in some of my classes, she struck me as a very sharp, thoughtful, quiet person. She had a keen mind and a voracious curiosity about language and scripture and theology. But then when she decided on somebody else's advice to take a preaching course, lo and behold, she won the seminary preaching award. And many of you will recognize her and know her, not for her brilliance in class or for her preaching, but you'll recognize her warm, friendly smile from the counter at the library, or maybe from all of the tutoring work that she's done as an expression of her really servant's desire to help people learn, to help people expand in their understanding of our faith. And so I hope you will join with me in welcoming Leah Vetro, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say today.
Hi. Chancellor Wilkinson, members of the board, President Nelson, members of the cabinet, faculty, friends, family, and class of 2017, welcome, and to my fellow graduates, congratulations. So I want to begin my short speech by telling you the first Hebrew word that I learned in seminary. It was Student Council's theme for the 2011-2012 year, and it was the word zakar, which, as some of you know, means to remember. And remembrance is a very powerful thing. That which we truly remember by allowing to dwell deep within us has the power to transform us and to sustain us. Before entering the Promised Land, Moses exhorted the Israelites to remember their history. God knew that the Israelites, if they were to go and conquer the land and receive their inheritance, would absolutely need to remember what they had experienced and what God had done for them. Remember both the positive and the difficult. As we ourselves are launched into careers or ministries, new degrees or the unknown, there are things that we must remember, some beautiful and joyful, some hard and some painful, if God is going to be reflected and glorified in us. So I ask you, remember the ways in which God has grown you and blessed you here at Tyndale. Remember the connections you've made, the people who have walked with you and loved you every step of the way. Remember the hard-fought victories and the skills that you worked tirelessly to acquire. Remember the faculty and staff who have cared for you and prayed for you and faithfully equipped you for your future ministry. Remember the tedious, but I promise you, useful things like using a lexicon or writing a bibliography, even if you don't believe me, remember them. Remember the excitement that you felt listening to lectures that reminded you why you were here. Remember everything that you have been privileged to learn and experience at Tyndale Seminary. For all those beautiful and joyful remembrances from your time at Tyndale, I hope that you will also hold on to the things that you might rather forget. At seminary, we all experienced dark moments when hope felt impossible, moments when that paper due at midnight just absolutely refused to be written, and times when the stress of life became so difficult that we wondered what we were doing here. Over the last 6 years, I've been confronted with my failures and my weaknesses. And God has often brought me to the utter end of my strength and resource. But I want to say to you that I would never relinquish the memory of those painful times, and I really hope that you won't either. Our weaknesses, our failures, our times spent in the pit are worth remembering for where they ultimately lead us, which is God's great power and extravagant grace. God has gifted you with tools that you have worked hard for over the last few years and blessed you with the knowledge that you've gained. But he proves his faithfulness and manifests his power and ultimately receives glory in our weakness. So remember your weaknesses. Remember the times when you didn't know how you would go on, because in doing so, you must remember the steadfast love, covenant faithfulness, and the power of God to accomplish in you what you could never hope to achieve on your own. If you leave Tyndale full of faith in your own skills and accomplishments, you will be disappointed. Or worse, you will achieve glory only for yourself. But if you lean into the grace and might of God in your weakness, you will see him do extraordinary things. In coming to Tyndale, God has prepared you all to become very effective counselors, biblical scholars, teachers, theologians, pastors. He has done this through wise and caring professors and your own incredible perseverance. But he has also done this by revealing himself to you in times of trouble and times of confusion. And it is the remembrance of these moments of brokenness that will truly ensure your success as you go from Tyndale. Our culture would tell you that to achieve success, you must go forth confidently in your knowledge and accomplishments. But God asks that you follow the example of his son, who succeeded in his mission not through demonstrations of skill and strength, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. He did this so that today you can leave Tyndale equipped not only with all your hard-won knowledge, your tools for your future ministry, but with the experience of how God loves you and works through you, not in spite of your weakness, but because of it. So my friends, I pray that you would go out knowing that your greatest strength and God's greatest glory is to be found in some of those things that you might rather forget. But remember them, and I promise that you will see God do mighty and miraculous things. Thank you.